Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Every day before I do these top of the hour news, I get some suggestions from people, from some of our team, from some of you listeners about things I should talk about. And this one kind of hit me because I find it such a contentious, interesting, controversial subject to discuss. And it's the science of parenting, who's the best judge of moms and dads. And it's from CBS News. And they're saying what makes a good mom or dad, not even the people in a single family can agree. But within the disagreement, there's valuable information new research is finding. For instance, a little bit of self-criticism by parents, but not too much, might be good for kids. Coming off as very lenient in your children's eyes, on the other hand, might be a sign of trouble. So now I'm going to sort of veer away from this particular study into my own realm and my own rant about parenting. If you are a parent with smaller children, and you have friends, your kids have friends, and they're in school, and the friends have parents, there's this whole little parental bubble that goes on. Don't tell me how to parent. Don't talk to my kids. Don't discipline my kids. Don't make suggestions to me. It is such an interesting dynamic with parent to parent. Now, one of my best friends, when she had little kids and my kids were little, we made a pact with each other that she was welcome to discipline my children and I was welcome to discipline her children if we were watching the other person's children, or even if we were all just in the same room and one of them was doing something. And we had this pact. And all of our children right now are still very good friends. They are way well behaved. And other people that we knew that our children grew up with their kids who were absolutely against, do not tell my child not to hit your child. Do not tell my child not to throw sand. All of these kinds of things, those children, we notice, are not growing up quite as nice or quite as well-mannered. And I think that some of this is about mannered. And who's to judge a parent? Because parents cannot judge each other, but you're not really even allowed to make suggestions to people. There's so many different opinions on parenting. Some people say, well, I don't discipline my children because maybe I was over-disciplined as a child, or I don't believe that children should be shamed. Well, I am one of those parents who does believe that children should be shamed, and they do need to be ashamed when they've done something really really bad. But I'm also a very forgiving parent, and I'm a very touchy-feely, huggy parent, and a lot of warmth. We spend a lot of time in my family, of my little four of us, my son and my daughter and my husband and myself. We spend a lot of time having little family meetings, watching movies together, doing things together, you know, and even over the past holiday weekend, we spent a lot of time together really helping somebody out. And it was such an amazing weekend the four of us spent together working hard. And I know some other parents that would say, I would never make my children, you know, clean that toilet like that or clean something or scrub something out like that. Well, I grew up doing that, and I will make my kids grow up doing that because I feel like it gives them that sense of self-worth. And they learned that by helping somebody, as we did this last weekend, that they felt a sense of accomplishment. They felt motivated. It's that sort of old thing of helping somebody else helps you feel better about yourself. But in all of this debate about parenting, I want to hear from you listeners. Feel free to send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com, about what you think about, you know, punishing children and discipline and education. And wow, this could go on for a long time, but it's so interesting. So let's talk about it. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.